Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to One on One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, One on One, July 28th, 2025. What a ride. 23,011 days. A reminder that even on my birthday, if you text in some nonsense, you can go text yourself. Keep the nonsense off my text line. That simple. Jim Philp, he's like, yep, there's a great line. A lot of being asked on from YouTube. He says, have you ever had a Jerry Curl? I heard they're making a comeback. Please, for the love of God, no. Let's not bring it back. Bada bing. Let's not do that. I never went Jerry Curl. I went from, again, afro to fade. Short fro. I had some short fro era. I'm still scarred that I had the afro the summer of my senior year. And so I shared a picture of my junior year football picture, right? And I had the full afro. And I, you know, from junior high to junior year, end of junior year, I rocked the afro. And I battled a long way with coaches. Again, I had coaches who just in the late 70s, they were not comfortable with one of their players wearing afro. So you just had to deal with it. And they didn't want cornrows. So, okay. And so my coach called my mom the summer going into my senior year and said, hey, we're doing team pictures in the middle of two-a-day practices. We're doing team pictures, which is also the day they took senior pictures. So his way of getting me to get a haircut was to call my mom and remind her that senior pictures. And hey, did you want your son wearing the afro in the senior picture? Because yeah, I had the suit and the holster bag. So he talked my mom into getting my haircut, and I got the short fro. Now I didn't like it because I wanted my fro. And so the picture, my senior year football picture and my senior class picture were taken the same day. And I'm not happy in those pictures. I am just not happy. And then I kept the short fro when I got to college because I thought, well, no, I knew my college coach wasn't going to be for the cornrows. Like, it wasn't. Plus, in the dating pool, I hadn't found somebody who could braid my hair in a college dorm yet. That didn't happen until right before the season started. And then immediately I went back to that. So, Jim's on the YouTube text line. Yeah, it's a great run of Vince finding young talent and then the evolution of how titles change. Bach, it's just fascinating that one or two in a decade and then the free-for-all that was the 80s and 90s. The 90s in particular, because it just went crazy. But I asked that, so think about it, that we get to August 8th of 99. Right, the end of the decade, and it's been a run, but there's a superstar that gets his first strap run August 8th, 1999. Any ideas who?
Taking the belt from Mankind, right?
Yep.
I'm guessing Triple H.
Triple H gets his first title, run. He holds it for 24 days. Hmm. That's it. So they had something in mind. What did they have in mind, Bach? You know who took the title from Triple H?
I'd guess The Rock or Stone Cold, maybe Undertaker.
Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Mr. McMahon takes the strap from Triple H, holds it for 4 days, and then gives it back for Triple H, who carries it for 49 days. And then to close out or start the 2000 decade, what day of the year did they take the strap from Triple H?
January 1st.
January 1st, they gave the title to the first time to this superstar. Any ideas?
I'm trying to think of that Attitude Era. Oh, nice. The Big Show.
The Big Show got his first run, and then they would then swap titles 44 times from 2000 to 2009. Craziness. Craziness that you go through. Triple H took it back. The Rock took it from him. Triple H and Rock go back and forth. Then there's Kurt Angle. The Rock takes the strap back. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Angle. Austin. And then Jericho. 2001. Triple H. Hollywood Hogan. April 4. Undertaker. Rock.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Brock Lesnar takes the strap. August 8th, 2002, Big Show, Angle, Lesnar, Angle, Lesnar. Who broke the Angle Lesnar run? February 2004. First time.
Cena?
Eddie Guerrero.
Oh, Guerrero. Okay, yeah.
Guerrero takes the strap. Another first-timer follows him. I don't think you get this one. He held it for 280 days. This is between Eddie and John Cena. Cena gets his first strap April 4th, 2005. Who did he take it from?
Well, Chris Benoit, was it?
JBL.
Oh, JBL. Okay, that's right.
That's the JBL era. Cena, Edge, gets his first strap, keeps it for 20 days until Cena gets it back. Who took it from John Cena in 2006, only time he held it.
Ooh, an only timer.
Only timer.
RVD, nice.
RVD. And then another first timer in October 2007.
Randy's got to get one eventually. Randy Orton?
Randy Orton gets it. A one timer gets the title December 12, 2008 for 40 days. I have absolutely forgotten about this title reign. 100%. If you had asked me if this person was ever the world heavyweight champion, I would say no. Little guy.
Ray?
No. Tag team.
I don't know.
Dance.
I don't know. I'm not picking it up.
Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy. Okay, yeah.
Jeff Hardy. Why do I not remember that he held the strap? 41 days. Gave it to Edge, Triple H, Orton. Then a first-timer from my hometown. June 6, 2009. First-timer.
2009.
Took it from Randy Orton. In one of those wonderful transitional moments. He held it for one day. Batista.
Okay, yeah.
Remember he fantastic. Thumbs down, right?
Yeah.
Orton gets it back a day later. Cena, Orton carry it through. And then the first reign of this young man, December 12, 2009.
CM Punk?
Sheamus.
Sheamus, okay.
Sheamus. I had forgotten some of these, Bach. Okay. Dean Ambrose held the title.
Yeah, I remember that.
I forgot the Dean Ambrose. Daniel Bryan, CM Punk. Here's one. He held it twice. So, wow, I forgot this run. Batista, Cena, Sheamus, Orton, The Miz.
Okay.
Cena, Punk, Mysterio held it for a day, lost it to Cena. And then Cena lost it in 3 weeks to the golden satin shorts of Alberto Del Rio.
Okay.
CM Punk for 434 days. The Rock, Cena, Daniel Bryan for one day, loses it to Orton, gets it back, loses it back to Orton in a day. Boy, were they mad at him? 63 days. He had three reigns of 65 days total. Well, why bother? Seth gets his first one. Roman gets it for a day, and then forward. Dean Ambrose carried it for 83 days. AJ Styles for 140. Bray Wyatt, the late, great Bray Wyatt, for 48 days. Jinder Mahal.
Mm.
Was that a mistake?
I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't feel like they got
much
as what they wanted out of it. Yeah.
They didn't get much from it. I'm fascinated by it all. Like, I'm fascinated. It just, you forget who's had the titles and other. Hornswoggle did not get it. He didn't get that title for the entire time. Dean Ambrose. Am I wrong in hoping, and Gubster says this, Dean Ambrose was always my favorite Shield member. Are we wrong in wanting that back?
The Shield?
Do we want the Shield back? Do we want Dean Ambrose back? Do you, are you a member of that club?
Oh yeah, I'm exactly a member of that club. I'm a huge, I was a bigger Ambrose fan than any of the other of the Shield either. But I mean, when you talk about like in-ring skill and stuff like that, he's not up there. He's a great promo, but I think we've got to get the Shield back at some point, hopefully.
Yeah.
I don't know if they bring Ambrose back or they'd bring Moxley in. You know, he's got different personality.
Right. Like, I don't know. I don't know what that is. Right. And it's an interesting weekend coming up. 2 days of SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Bach, I'm going to go through. I'm going to get your picks, man. I'm going to get your picks.
Okay.
Bach's going to tell us what's going to happen at SummerSlam. 2 days of SummerSlam, Saturday and Sunday. We're going to have Bach break it down for us when we come back and close out one-on-one.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.